Drive with Robin Roz. Weekdays, 4 to 7, Jacaranda FM.
Monday mailbag time. Every day we check our emails, drive@jacarandafm.com, if you ever want to get in touch with us. Normally people have questions and need some help, and today is Neville's turn. Can I read the mail?
Yes.
Hi, Robin Roz. If somebody invites your kid to a birthday party at restaurants, do you just assume that kid's parents will pay? My son was invited to one over the weekend, and as I was leaving, he came running out asking for money. I don't mind paying, but was I wrong for assuming that because it's a kid's birthday party, their parents would pay? Love the show. Neville.
Okay, I can relate to this hard, want ek het mos Vrydag gesê, baie besige naweek wat voorlê, daar was twee kinderpartytjies, een was Saterdag, een was gister.
Ja.
Saterdag sin was by 'n huis, gister sin was by Die Steak Ranch. En die kinders wat genooi is, gewoonlik by hierdie tipe partytjies wat by restaurante gehou word, they are fed there. Right?
Yeah.
If the adults decide to stay, sometimes they'll do a plateau or whatever. But if you want something extra, you buy it for yourself if you're staying. But the bottom line for me is, and I do this if I have my kids' parties at a restaurant, is that I cater for the kids that are coming. And ek maak seker hulle kry wat ook al hulle wil hê van die kids menu or whatever.
Yeah.
And that is taken care of. So hierdie is vir my 'n bietjie vreemd.
Hello, you 12 children. You can pick a burger and chips, or you can have a this, or you can have a that. What does everyone want? And off you go. And then you'll pay for that round.
Yes.
That seems reasonable to me. Because how many birthday parties does a kid go to in a year? It must be a lot.
Don't even ask. It's party season, and I keep saying this, but it's eintlik party season die hele jaar.
And then there's activities, or we're going trampolining, or we're going ziplining, or we're going to eat at a restaurant, and then what? If there's 20 kids in the class, you must just fork out every time. Yeah, it seems expensive.
It is if you have a big amount of kids coming. Like, if you know you want to keep it small, so ons het nooit meer as 10 kinders nie, as ons daai tipe goed gaan doen.
Ja.
En die kinders moet, they must be paid for in terms of what they want to eat and what they want to drink and stuff. So we will pay. And I have been to parties where we just always assume that the kids are taken care of.
Also, Neville says he was leaving and his son came running out asking for money. I never have any cash on me. I'd be like, you're washing dishes, sorry child.
Or do you want my phone?
This is you now. The Yechem with plan moet maak.
Yeah.
No, 0848500942. Someone invites your kids out for a birthday lunch at a restaurant-y thing with a play area. Wie betaal? Jy of daai kind se ouers? Let us know.
People have got a lot of feelings because Neville wrote into the Monday mailbag to say that his kid came running out to ask him for money because he needed to pay for himself.
Lots of people saying it should be in the invitation.
Absolutely.
It should be forearmed. Forewarned is forearmed. Is that the expression?
Forearmed is forearmed, yeah.
Yeah. Laat die kinders en die ouers weet.
Voor die tyd, ja.
Precies. I love Juanita's message.
Hoi, Juanita, hier so. Kijk, as ek nou nog ooit snert gehoor het, is dit nou vandag. Waar in jou leven hou jy 'n partytjie, maar die kinders moet self hulle drinkgoeders betaal. Nooit in my leven sal ek so iets doen, nie. As jy 'n partytjie wil hou vir jou kind, moet jy bereid wees om die kostes te dra.
Very simple. If you want to have the party for your child, you must pay.
Mm-hmm.
And yet, I don't feel like that applies to grown-ups. If I invite you out for birthday drinks, you must get your own drinks, children. I'm not buying the round at the restaurant if it's my birthday.
I agree. But so, just maybe one round, because it's my birthday.
One rule for us and one rule for kids.
Nee, maar ek het pelle, groot mense, ek if you say, oh, we should go for dinner, just like a catch-up dinner, vir hulle is dit so 'n uitnodiging, luister, ons nooi julle vir ete, en hulle albei voel dieselfde, and Chris and I are just like, no, but it's...
Hold on, you invite grown adults out for dinner and they expect you to pay for their meal?
Yes, because you invited them.
Time to find new friends.
100%. Yeah, 100%.
So it's been in the works, right, is if, what if the parents are also there at the table, and when you're offering to pay? Because I've done that before, where you pay, but then you only pay for the kids, and then the adults must order their own food.
No, I think that's reasonable.
You know what I mean? That makes sense, right?
The WhatsApp line agrees with you there. If the adults hang around the party, those adults are on their own. You're foraging for yourself.
Yeah, absolute.
Yeah.
Or at least just order a plat and then say, that's for the adults, and then you guys will drink whatever you want
to
drink.
So can we agree on that rule now? It has to be in the invitation.
Absolutely.
If it's not in the invitation, you're paying.
Yeah.
That's the assumption. Except because, if you're a grown-up.
Exactly.
Because then you must pay for yourself.
That must also be in the invitation.
Yes.
Please bring your own money.
Hi, guys. It's my birthday this weekend. We want to go and drink short Mexican drinks. They are for your own account.
Yes.
Otherwise, we must all go and wear a to a restaurant that's child friendly. We must order from the kiddies menu, put party hats on, and then I will pay for you. Is that the agreement we are making?
Yes.
I think that makes sense as well, actually.